Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Take a deep breath. Hand over your heart, feet grounded, and let's say it together. I know who I play for. What you radiate, you attract. And what you believe you deserve, that's the filter. Everything passes through. You can have opportunity knocking at your door, a bigger salary, a better position, a life-changing shift, and still turn it down if you don't feel worthy of receiving it. Today, we're talking about feeling worthy of wealth. And I'm going to share the first time I realized I was the one standing in my own way. Because I know who I play for, and the one I play for never intended for me or you to shrink back from abundance. Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. This verse is a reminder that provision is not something we have to earn through fear or overwork. It's given freely as part of divine inheritance. But to receive it, we have to believe we're worthy of it. There was a season in my life when I was still employed and I had just finished doing all the due diligence to take a company public. Now, if you've ever worked in both environments, you know there's a big difference between working for a private family-owned company and a publicly held corporation. Once we went public, I knew I didn't like the environment, so I started looking for jobs. I went to a headhunter and paid them to write my resume. When they sent it back, I wasn't pleased at all. I felt like they were making things up to make me look good, and I'm not that kind of person. So I asked for a conference call. I told them how I felt, and they all laughed. Then they walked me line by line through the resume, showing me how everything they wrote was already in what I had told them during the interview. They had just translated into the language that employers would understand. Then came the shock. They had already sent my resume out to 5 prospects. 2 had already come back with job offers. And these weren't small offers. Both were more than triple my current salary. One was almost 4 times my current pay, plus relocation fees. On paper, it was a dream, but I couldn't take it. You see, I had just bought my first house, and not just bought it, I had renovated almost every single room. I poured myself into that home, my blood, sweat, and weekends, and it was the first place that truly felt like mine. And the thought of leaving it behind, moving my family to an unfamiliar city, it hit me hard. I wanted to say yes. I wanted to believe I could step into that role, quadruple my salary, move to a new city, and thrive. But the truth, I was terrified. I imagined us in Ohio, boxes unpacked, my kids starting over at new schools, me walking into a job that looked shiny on the outside, but felt unfamiliar and uncertain. And then my mind went to the worst case scenario. What if I can't keep up? What if I get fired? What if I'm not as good as they think I am? What if they find out I don't belong? And suddenly, the offer didn't feel like an open door. It felt like a trap. A trap that could leave us stranded, struggling, and humiliated. So, I told myself it was safer to stay where I was. Familiar, predictable, even if it meant turning down an opportunity that could have changed everything. Looking back, I can see that not taking that job was part of the divine path that led me to becoming my own boss. But in that moment, it wasn't about divine timing. It was about fear. It was about not feeling worthy of the wealth, the position, and the life that was on the table. Luke 12:32 says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." When I look back on that season of my life, I can see that the offers were part of the kingdom God was trying to give me, opportunities for increase, expansion, and provision. But here's the thing. God's good pleasure to give doesn't automatically override our fear to receive. The door can be wide open. But if the story we're telling ourselves is rooted in fear, unworthiness, and what if it all falls apart, we can still turn and walk away. That's exactly what I did. I let fear of the unknown outweigh faith in what was possible. I let my attachment to the familiar, my newly renovated home, my stable but limited paycheck feel safer than stepping into the unknown with trust. The verse doesn't say earn the kingdom or prove you're ready for the kingdom. It says it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The only real question is, will we believe we're worthy of receiving it? Or will we stand outside the door that's already been opened, convincing ourselves it's too risky to walk through? Catherine Ponder teaches, what you radiate, you attract. And when I look back at that moment in my life, I can see exactly what I was radiating. And it wasn't readiness. Even though the opportunities in front of me were abundant, my inner energy was still anchored in fear. I was sending out signals of doubt, hesitation, and I'm not sure I can handle this. And here's the thing about energy. It's not just about attracting what you want. It's about matching what you're ready to receive. If you radiate confidence, trust, and worthiness, you attract situations that reflect those qualities back to you. But if you radiate fear of loss, fear of failure, or fear of being found out, you'll either push the opportunity away or you'll step into it already braced for it to crumble. That's what happened to me. My vibration wasn't in alignment with the wealth and expansion of being offered. I thought I was protecting myself, but what I was really doing was confirming the story I had carried for years, that more wasn't safe, that more was unstable, that more wasn't for me. Ponder's teaching reminds us that wealth isn't just about numbers in a bank account. It's about the state of being we embody. If we want to hold more, we have to become the person who can hold it with peace, not just the person who can earn it through effort. In that season, I wasn't radiating peace with prosperity. I was radiating survival mode thinking. And survival mode will always see the unknown as dangerous, even when it's the very thing you've been praying for. When we shift our energy, when we decide to radiate worthiness, gratitude and trust in divine provision. We stop repelling the very things we say we want. We start magnetizing them because we finally believe we belong in the life we're asking for. Okay. Before we begin journaling, I want you to prepare yourself for this process. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And exhale it slowly. Feel your shoulders drop. Release any tension in your body. Allow whatever comes up to come up. Don't judge it. Don't try to edit it. Just let it flow onto the page. This isn't about getting the right answer. It's about letting your inner truth have a voice. All right. Number one. Think about a time you turned down an opportunity, a job, a client, a partnership, an investment, not because it wasn't aligned, but because fear told you it was too much or too risky. What was the story running in your head at the time? Was it really your intuition saying no, or was it fear disguising itself as wisdom? Number two. Write down what you believe you're worthy of right now. Is there a ceiling on that worthiness? Would you still feel safe if you tripled your income in the next 90 days? What fears would surface if that happened? Number three, identify where you're still radiating survival mode instead of wealth. Are you expecting the rug to be pulled out from under you? Are you secretly waiting for the good to end? Ask yourself, if I fully believed it was my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom, if I truly trusted divine provision, how would I show up differently in my decisions, in my energy, and in my openness to receive? And that's number four. So, now, before we call in new energy, let's clear this space. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And then exhale slowly. Now, imagine a gentle breeze moving through you, sweeping out every doubt, every fear, every what if that's been living in your mind. See it leaving your body, carrying away into the distance. You are standing in a clean, open space, ready to receive. Now repeat these affirmations after me, out loud if you can. I am worthy of the kingdom and all it contains. It is safe for me to receive more than I ever imagined. I trust myself to steward great wealth with wisdom and joy. Money flows to me in ways that are aligned, ethical, and abundant. I release fear and fully welcome overflow into my life. My worth is not determined by my past. It is infinite and unshakable. Wealth is my divine birthright, and I honor it by receiving fully. Now close your eyes again and take another slow, deep breath. See yourself standing at a beautiful golden door. Light spills out from the edges, warm, safe, inviting. You know that behind this door is the life you've been calling in, the income, the opportunities, the freedom, and the peace. You place your hand on the doorknob and pause, not because you're afraid, but because you're feeling the magnitude of what's about to happen. You open the door, golden light floods over you, wrapping you in warmth. This is your inheritance. It's your Father's good pleasure to give it to you. You step inside with confidence. Your body relaxes. There's no tension, no fear, no bracing for it to end. You're breathing it in as if you've always belonged here, because you have. You smile, place your hand over your heart, and you say it one more time. I am worthy. I am safe to receive. I am the right steward for the wealth I am given. Let that truth settle deep into your spirit, because from this moment forward, it becomes your new normal. Today, we peeled back the layers on what it really means to feel worthy of wealth. We explored how fear and old stories can keep us from stepping into the very opportunities we prayed for, and how shifting our energies changes not just what we attract, but what we can hold with peace. As you go through your day, let this truth echo in your spirit. You don't have to earn your worthiness. It's already yours. And when you radiate that truth, abundance will find you and stay. Remember, always, in all ways, I know who I play for. Until the next time, be happy, be healthy, be whole, and most importantly, be rich. Be rich in peace that can't be shaken. Be rich in love that overflows. And be rich in abundance that keeps on multiplying, because you're worthy of it all, and it's your divine birthright to receive it. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it again. Head over to happyhealthyoldrich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.